Hi, good morning. Questions?
Mike, from what you've been able to tell, does David Morgan look ready to contribute more this season?
Yeah, I anticipate he will. Yeah. He's doing a good job blocking. He's always caught the ball well, so should.
You think Murray's pretty close to being activated?
I don't know. I haven't gotten he hasn't gotten the okay yet.
Have you had a chance to see what Davis working off the side on the
No.
See what he's been doing?
Yeah, really. I haven't really noticed.
Is a guy like James Harris through a few training camps, is it still really important for him to be out of training camp, or can he probably get himself ready to run?
Well, he is a smart guy, but he needs to get out there.
Like Rashad Hill was on a practice squad in Jacksonville.
Yep.
Rashad Hill. What's allowed him to develop so quickly? I mean, he's, your next man up right now.
Well, he's very talented. Long arms, big, strong hands. He still needs to correct the finer details of the things he's doing, because he might have four good plays and then he'll have one that's just sloppy and he needs to fix it.
How do you feel about your tackle depth in general?
Well, we need to stay healthy, I think.
Is there any steps you guys can take in terms of, or anything you are doing to try and keep these guys a little bit more healthy, especially, your offensive line last year? Anything come from that this year that you're trying to implement?
Sometimes it's just the luck of the draw. It's not, obviously we're doing everything we can in the rehab protocol and the prehab protocol, and also the in the weight room, trying to keep them strong. But sometimes it happens.
You have pushing the pass down the field a little bit more explosive type plays during this camp.
I don't know that emphasizing it. A lot of it is what the defense is giving you, the protections, things like that. So. We always have shots in there and deeper throws. It just depends on, if we can get them off in the game.
Mike, not having that roster cut, losing that roster cut, I think from 90 players, you have to go straight down and pass that. Now, how does that change the way you evaluate? Does it change at all? Do you like it? Do you not like it?
No, I like it. I think it's, I think it gives a lot of other guys more chances to be evaluated with that fourth preseason game. It'll be harder on Rick and the waivers, when everything happens. But, it's good for the players. They get a chance, to not just show in a couple games, but all four.
How's Dalvin Cook looked as far as being a pass protector and knowing which assignment is his?
Good. Yeah, he's done good.
How would you evaluate the safety position, especially the development of a player like Curse?
Like I said before, Jaron, the biggest thing he's got to do is be able to drop his hips in space and be able to make open field tackles. That would be his biggest struggle. He knows what to do now. He's a good athlete, good range, good size, physical. So, it's going to be, that will be the biggest test for him. Those won't show up probably until the preseason games. You can kind of see a little bit on tape, but if the safety's in the stack, it's not good deal.
Frank, why do you think the league has begun to shift to more 2 and 3 back systems as opposed to one workhorse doing most of the heavy lifting?
I think it gives defenses a different look when you have a different style back come in. It's a lot of wear and tear on guys as well. When they got to do protection, third downs, all those things. But there's a lot of backs to do it. It's just based on the player and the team.
Pretty fast safety, A1 running backs out there. What do you like about him?
He's done a nice job seeing the cuts. I kind of liked him coming out when he was coming out of University of Washington. But he's done a nice job of, we're trying to run some of these one-cut runs, and so I think he's done a good job of seeing that and being able to cut back. But he's done a good job. He's going to have to work in protections.
Captain, in the kickers you have here, any happy you're not taking quite so many kicker questions during this training camp?
Well, I'm not totally confident in him yet. I got to figure out who he's going to be. When we're out here like this, we evaluate him, but when it gets into the preseason game, there's no, the real lights are turned on. That'll be a true test, I think.
Do you leave those decisions up to Mike, or how involved do you get into the specialists?
I'm involved in, he gives me his opinion, I give my opinion, and we come up with a plan.
Got the day off tomorrow, kind of a progress check. What's kind of is there a point of emphasis moving forward in the next week? Anything you didn't accomplish this week that...
Yeah, well, we've got the first 8 practices scripted, and so when we come back those next 4 days, we've got other areas that we're going to work on. So,
how vital is it from a health perspective to get just 1 day off?
I think it'd be good for the players. They banged pretty good yesterday and the day before, so I think it'd be good for them to get off. And the rookies, they've gone 8 days, I think it's 7 days straight. So, some of those guys are kind of dragging a little bit. So it'll be good for him.
What's going to be the biggest transition for Daniil Hunter if he moves into that starting role? And what advantages are there for him?
Probably playing the run. When he's in a 6 technique, that'll be the biggest struggle for him.
If he's getting more snaps, does that allow him to set up offensive linemen a little bit more? Or is there...
No, unless we know it's a pass, because we play run first and then pass. So I don't think that would happen.
Time for 2 more?
Good? Thank you.
Thank you.